What up, what X? It's the Morning X. Jason, Nick, and friends. Oh, sorry. Do I sound sad?
You know what? You sound like you're still on the radio.
Yeah, so. Everything's fine, guys. We're good. If you missed it a moment ago, we just talked about the Simone Biles situation.
Basically, what we said is that...
Just Nick and I did the typical white man commentary, the toxic white man commentary, and now that we're you know...
I feel like mine was the woke white man commentary.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Again, yes.
No.
Yes.
Nick is the least woke person.
Mr. C.
Oh, my God.
See, why does it even have to do with wokeness? I don't even know why it's got to be, it's a woke thing.
Look, I feel that I am respecting her issues and also criticizing her for them.
Mm.
And that should be an acceptable thing. Nobody said strengthen your spirit. Nobody said she's lesser than. I kind of did. For her reputation.
I was going to say, Jason said
but
something.
My point is, look, if she's having mental issues, yes, go address them. But it affects how people view you and those things.
Mr. C says, I want to say a lot on this, but all I'll say is that that was a terrible segment. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
I agree.
Hey, you're free to pipe up anytime you like. All right.
I tried.
You know, I don't say that your fun facts were not fun.
Yeah,
fun fact.
So my fun facts
should
for the
not
issue.
Be four sentences.
My issue.
They were
my
supposed
fun
to save us.
For the issue.
We don't sound like we're saved.
Mr. C, better or worse than that time we talked to that cop about that one stuff?
Oh, way better.
Zach from New Braunfels says, it's like I'm watching one of those controlled demolitions. The building blew up, but they did it on purpose?
As was designed, so
right,
that we can
right.
rebuild better and stronger than ever.
How about like some
Phoenix.
Adorable dog content palate cleanser?
I love that. Let's do it.
At 101X Morning X, I posted a picture of my dog, Bogey, getting his first hump in. Apparently, that means that I'm supposed to get him fixed now, right?
Yeah, you should.
Because,
just in general.
Yeah. But look how fun he is.
Yeah.
Was it one of you guys who said he looks like he's morphed into a panda bear?
I think that was
a
tweeter.
He does have the
panda bear energy
markings. Panda bear. Dude, what is panda bear energy? I'm not sure about that.
That picture.
You sit there and eat, they have to convince you to have sex. I feel like I've got panda bear energy.
Oh, no.
There's my Ling Ling.
At 101X Morning X on Instagram. Check out my dog's first time. 101X, it's the Morning X. Jason, Dick, and friends. Rebecca tweets at the Morning X, says, if you don't know enough about a sport to talk about it, how's about you don't? Biles is and will always be the GOAT, and what she did yesterday proved it. If she had continued on in the competition, there's a chance that the U.S. wouldn't have even gotten a medal. Okay, first of all, Rebecca, I said we're moving on to adorable dog content, okay? B, if we only commented on things that we know enough about, there'd be no show, okay? That's kind of the thing here.
Guys, do you know how excited I am for the newest Metroid Prime game, Metroid Dread on the...
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait for coming on the Switch.
Third of all, silver is as good as no medal, okay? Only the gold medal counts, the end. And finally, hang on, did I have another one?
Here, she is the GOAT. The scapegoat.
All right. Did you know the five interlocking rings of the Olympic flag represent the five continents of the world?
There are seven.
In quotations, it says five.
Hey, how about that?
Yeah.
I think they actually represent the five brothers who, according to mythology, were the ones that ran to Olympus to tell everybody that Zeus was
America,
dead or something.
America, Asia, Africa,
Rebecca,
Europe, and Australia.
I like that take, actually. I like it's a strategic move to take her out at that time because they would have been worse off with her. Now, I don't know enough about gymnastics, as you pointed out. If she's the best, I'm going to take her, you know, her worst shot over the best shot of whoever, you know, Michael Jordan flu game.
Yeah.
All of that stuff. But if it was truly a strategic move, I like that take better than the mental health. We've played the mental health card. There will be no follow-ups. Nothing after that.
Correct.
Let me just ask you guys.
Yes.
It would be frowned upon if I were to say that all of the angry tweets were triggering me and affecting my mental health, so please stop it. That would not fix this situation, right?
Here, and I swear we'll get to this adorable dog content.
I'm not doing that take.
Yeah,
because that would be bad, right?
Go to the pot. Well, it wouldn't count because you're a white man, so you don't get the call, mental health.
I think this is the least I've talked in the last 30 minutes.
Oh, I regret talking. We should let Jason just do this on his own, and you and I should just sit there and be like,
No, I don't want to be on your team. I don't want to be on your team.
I know.
I'm on my own team.
It's very clear that you're not being a good teammate. Thank you. Go listen to our podcast. It's available at 10x.com or wherever podcasts are sold. And I know this is a weird plug for a podcast you should go subscribe to after this last little bit.
Yeah.
But go listen. Yesterday in the 6 o'clock hour, I had the absolute worst hour of radio. Worse than what we just did.
I thought it was fun.
Of course you do. Because you like making fun of people with mental health, Jason.
I don't like making fun of people.
But you know what I did is I said, you know what? I'm having a really bad time, but I'm going to try to keep going.
Oh.
I'm going to try to overcome this terribleness. And did I do good? Should I have won the gold medal for the rest of the podcast? No. No.
Uh-huh.
But I did it. And I tried. I didn't hit that button.
Okay.
But did I get off some quality zingers? Yes, I did.
Don't go chasing mental health commentary waterfalls. Please stick to the fun and games
that you're used to. I like dogs.
We have tickets to see Walk the Moon. 512-835-1015 is the number. November 7th at Stubbs. 512-835-1015. Are You Smarter Than Jason? Who's Not Today? Is coming up next. Beat me and you're going to go see Walk the Moon. Good luck on the phone. 101X. It's the Morning X. Look, despite all the things that I said today, I'm going to tell you there is nothing more offensive than playing Papa Roach in 2021. Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
I agree. Any butt rock. just kidding.
Just kidding, boss. Just kidding.
Just kidding.
I understand. I'm fired. We have tickets to see Walk the Moon November 7th at Stubbs and Go.
Not only am I smarter than you, I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man!
You're stupid.
I like Papa Roach. Nick, we were playing on a golf course the other day. All right? Between
this
angels
is
and insects.
My last resort.
Oh, let's go.
If I pick between a Limp Bizkit and Papa Roach all the time.
It's Papa Roach. Don't say Papa Roach.
Papa Roach.
Pablo Roach.
Papa Roach.
Papa Roach.
Papa.
Our contestant
is
John.
Yes.
John, I'm going the hallway. Good luck, buddy.
John, we've got 3 trivia topics for you to choose from. You're going to pick one. If you get more right, you will win the fabulous prize, which is to take over for our jobs in this show.
That is not true. Walk the Moon tickets.
There we go.
Yeah.
Your choices are which German composer wrote that? Presidential First Names? Or books? Why did it have to be books?
Oh, gee, golly, gosh.
If you can't decide, let me push this German composer's on you. There's fun audio clues.
Oh, no, that's even worse. Let's do presidential first names.
All right.
You tried.
What is the most common first name among U.S. presidents? Hint, it starts with a J. More presidents have had this J name than any others.
James.
That's correct.
Woo, good job.
Which U.S. president shares a first name with a famous Muppet? Hint, he shares his last name with a city.
Oh, a Muppet.
Muppet City. Scrolling through Wikipedia.
No. I'm sitting at Sepco.
I'm just filling the dead air.
Yeah.
I could do it with more Simone Biles takes.
I mean, you can give me like a timer. I would probably fill the dead air.
5. Four. 3.
Theodore.
Theodore Roosevelt? Good guess, I guess, but Grover Cleveland.
Grover.
There's probably a Roosevelt City somewhere. And finally, what was President Hoover's equally ridiculous first name? Hint, it's alliterative.
I know his name is J. Edgar Hoover, so his first name, I don't know what alliterative means.
Same letter. Or sound, but in this case, letter. President Hoover.
So J, his name wasn't just J-A-Y, it was J would be, I guess it would be John Edward Hoover?
So that was the FBI guy. The president was Herbert Hoover. Herbert. Good old Herbie Hoover.
Yeah.
Hold on, though, John. Let's see, get Jason back in here. He's refusing to come in. The boss is talking to him in the hallway. It doesn't look like it's going good. Yeah.
Hey.
John, right?
Said
presidential first names is what he wants.
Yeah, it's John.
And
John.
He got one correct.
Okay.
But we had a lot of fun.
Okay, good. Why are you yelling at me, man? All right.
Because you're not paying attention.
Don't yell.
What is the, or yeah, number one, he got one correct. Question is, what?
Oh, no. There's a man down.
Yeah, but we're, you know what? We're going to fight through it, guys. What is the most common first name among U.S. presidents? Okay, that one was a low blow. That one was just mean to me. What is the most common first name among U.S. presidents? Hint, it starts with a J.
Why would you give the hint? It seems like you've made it too easy. Because there's only... Yeah, it's got to be. Starts with a J. You know, are you going to try and James me here? James Carter? His name's not James Carter. Okay, yeah, I'll just go John.
It's James.
Get out of here.
I heard James Carter.
No, his name is Jimmy Carter, you mother... What are you talking about? Well, John Adams, John Quincy Adams, John F. Kennedy. How many James?
John W. Bush.
Look, James Monroe. James.
Okay, we'll just burn
Earl
this
tiebreaker. Jones.
John Obama.
There are six Jameses, if you can count James Carter, and there's only five Johns.
You're the worst. Yeah, just do a different question because his name is not. Oh my God.
Fights about a stupid game on the radio.
Uh-huh.
Which U.S. president shares a first name with a famous Muppet? Hint, he shares his last name with a city. Just smartest man I know. Just get these last two right. Who cares? Know in your heart that you're a real champion.
With a Muppet. Gonzo Lincoln. Kermit. Cincinnati.
My favorite one is
Fozzie
Swedish.
Detroit.
My favorite is Swedish Chef. Houston.
With a city, huh? The city.
Mm-hmm.
Muppet. I should focus on the Muppet part, right?
Yeah.
There's no Fozzie, Kermit, Piggy. What's a Muppet?
What's
animal?
A
oh. Beaker? any of those little jackasses have normal names? Animal? I don't know. I don't know the answer. I'm sure there's a Muppet name. Okay, Chester A. Arthur.
Good guess. Grover Cleveland.
Grover Cleveland. Okay, should have got that. That's because Grover's a basic bitch-ass character. All right.
And what was President Hoover's equally sounding first name? Equally ridiculous sounding first name.
Herbert.
Yes.
James Carter, you mother. This is, now we got to go to a tiebreaker because of you. All right, John, in the case of a tie,
you won. You won.
I got one correct.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Elected in 1850.
See, Rebecca, we can't even count to one, and you're expecting us to know enough to talk knowledgeably about a topic. We can't count to one around here.
If we don't know about numbers, we shouldn't talk about them. Elected in 1850, Millard Fillmore was what number U.S. president? 1850, Millard Fillmore.
Because I could figure it out. But
I could ask you how many Jameses there were, but you had to go fit.
All right.
Madison, Monroe, Polk, Buchanan, Garfield, Carter.
1850.
Yeah.
What number president?
Yes. Millard Fillmore.
All right, I'm just go for my gut here. 18. Okay. What do you think, John? What number president?
21. 21.
21. I got 16, bro.
It's 13.
13. Take that. Take that.
Ball don't lie.
Ball don't lie.
James, hold on.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.